Lynn Parsons, podcast show number 18, the 9th of December, 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl. Podcast.
Evening to you then. Inclement weather or what? We said, didn't we, just a few weeks ago, how hot is this? It's going to be tropical over Christmas. We'll be wearing our grass skirts and swinging our pants. Yeah, we're swinging our pants, but they're pretty big and they're thermal. Or maybe yours aren't. It's pouring with rain out there. And the weatherman said, oh, about 5 degrees tonight. It is flipping freezing, about minus five, I should say. A cup of cocoa all round. So here we are in our thermals. We've got some great music as always. And we hope you feel a damn good giggle. And the plants have still survived. In fact, they look like they're real triffids. And one day I'm going to come in here and we'll probably be tied up for the entire length of the show. I know, that'd probably be something to do with Delphine and Henri, won't it?
I helped you out, you smacked me down, right back down to the ground. Some
like it a lot. Rayco Pipes and the KRB. That's the Kenny Ryan band, if you were thinking of sending them a postcard and wanted to be a bit more formal. The track's called Rest. Reminds me of a band that had a hit, probably talking about 8 years ago now, called Third Eye Blind, who were just the business. Don't know quite what happened to them, but great band. And the Rayco Pipes sound just as good to me, if not better. Lots of things to tell you about. In fact, Tintin, we've had an email about Tintin. It comes from Dan, who works for the Salvation Army in Cincinnati, and it says, Parsons, who is Tintin? Is he your dog? Which you've obviously not listened before, Dan, and you're very welcome to the show, because we don't want it, quite frankly. No, being serious, you're very welcome, but I've got to inform you that Tintin is the producer and deputy head music of this show. Deputy head of music. There are only two of us working on the show. What have you got to say about that, Tintin?
What?
He's not my dog. But he could be. On fancy dress night. Jess in Sunderland says, I'm just very interested to know, have you ever seen, you said, you do go on about the Major being up in his, you know, bird and everything, his tiger moth, but have you ever seen the Major's logbook? Do you know, I've never seen his logbook, and I maybe a little later on when he pops in, fingers crossed, I'll ask him about it, because the weather's too bad for him to be up there in this. Can you imagine trying to fly a tiger moth with an umbrella? Quite frankly, not a good idea. We've had so many emails from people saying that I was wicked to Pinky. And if you had remained with us, you'll know that I wasn't really being wicked to Winky or Pinky. I haven't had any alcohol or anything. Oh, so let's start again. I wasn't being wicked to Pinky or Polly or Demi, as she calls it. She's actually in rehearsals for Panto at the moment, and she'll be on our very own Panto in a couple of weeks' time. So don't panic. Pinky will be back. Tintin took me out last week on a little bit of an adventure. He said, I'm taking you out for a surprise. And we ended up in a smoky little club after a very, very long walk, but it was well worth it. We went to see Sound Sanctuary, who we've played on this show before, and they were superb live, and they were playing in this, as I say, this tiny little club, and we reckoned it was about the same size as the chalet down the bottom of the garden. So we've invited them in to play in January. They're going to come. How are they going to manage to get around the plants and things? I don't know. We'll have to have another plug installed, won't we? One of those multi. We'll work around it. Anyway, we're really looking forward to that. Also, we've discovered, I mean, this is quite shocking, really, something called podcastalley.com. Have you heard of it? Apparently, they do charts of the number of people that listen to podcasts. And quite frankly, I do find it incredibly, I'm just so cheap when people say, oh, go on, get on there and vote for me, because lots of people are doing that. We wouldn't dream of anything like that. I mean, if you wanted to do that in your own time, that's nothing to do with us, is it?
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with the chalet door, and they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my sports report. Football. Liverpool and Chelsea confirmed their qualifying positions for the knockout stages of the Champions League. They're joined in the second round by Rangers, who drew with Inter Milan. Rangers are the first Scottish team to go through in the group stages of the Champions League. Arsenal are already through, but Man United are on a knife edge and need a victory against Benfica to guarantee qualification. Cricket. The captain, Michael Vaughan, will not take part in the one-day series against Pakistan and has returned home to recover from a knee injury. Athletics. Dame Kelly Holmes announced her retirement from running on Tuesday, 6th December, and therefore will not be going to Melbourne for the Commonwealth Games in March 2006. I wish her every success in whatever she does. She is truly a great sportswoman and an inspiration to us all. That is it from Sportsboy, goodbye and speak to you soon.
Sportsboy, before you slip over the fence tonight with your umbrella and your sou'wester and your Wellington boots, because it is very, very wet, I just wonder, everybody that's popping in to see the show tonight is coming in with a Christmas wish list, one thing from their Christmas wish list. Is there anything that you're hoping Santa will bring you?
A Rubik's Cube.
A Rubik's Cube? That should be an easy one to find, shouldn't it?
Right in front of me is this girl you see, and she's just a friend, and that's where it ends. So far, she had no idea. To her, this ain't no big deal. She doesn't know when I turn out the lights, there goes a, well, there's another race in my mind. You see that we lay awake all night, the land is blowing minds inside, and I will only speak of our good times. Yes, the good times. Beside her, that's all I have. Yeah, she's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. Yeah, 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 yeah. She won't come up and hold my hand and treat me like I'm her man. She got my mind all turned up inside down. I got to just wonder what this girl is all about. She we lay awake all night, let explore our minds inside and out. We only speak of our good times. Yes, the good times. Beside her, that's all I have. Yeah, she's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. Yeah, 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 yeah. La la doo doo. Da 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 da. Just being friends, and they say that all the bad comes with the good. But when's this girl going to wake up like she should? You see that we lay awake all night and explore our minds inside and out. We only speak of our good time. Yeah, just some good time. Beside her, that's all I have. Yeah, my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. She's my silly girl. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mark Little, he's from Wisconsin, and that's Silly Girl. There's a lot of rain about tonight, and there's some naked I knew you were come in, for goodness sake, you'll get so wet. careful with... Now, don't. What are you going to do with that umbrella? Because it's wet. I'm really fussy because, you know, the chalet hasn't been here very... Well, it's not been here that long.
We'll clean it up afterwards.
I'll hang it off Delphine's nose.
He's a bit of a joker, isn't he? We've been talking Christmas wish lists. And
oh, just a minute. We get to the microphone.
Oh, yes, you do that. Delphine, yes. How are you? Are you feeling better?
Oh, I'm tripping, tripping.
Oh, good. And Henri, are you okay?
Oui.
Okay. I thought I might start with my Christmas wish list. Down here, I've been hiding it because I didn't want to surprise. Now, what do you think that is? What do you think that is?
He's a man, a weightlifter.
He's a little weightlifter. Yes.
Little weightlifter with a very, very big bottom.
Oh, yes, a very big middle as well.
Middle?
Yes.
Yes, he's a very wide man.
Very wide.
And he...
do you know what you put on the ends?
Let me have a look. Earrings?
No, you don't put earrings on the end. Oh. It's actually a CD holder. It's called Dimitri, and it's made by a company CDs. Called Koziol, which is spelled K-O-Z-I-O-L. And when I'm planning shows and things,
yes.
I'm just so naughty.
Yes.
Delphina, you know,
we are naughty.
I don't always find the cases and put the CDs back. No.
Oh,
so you can actually hang a bare CD without its case, 10 on either end. Because he's like a little man. Yes, in a leotard.
It's a CD.
It's a fantastic CD holder. And
the CD is in the nude.
He's got holding bars. And
yes.
Anyway, if you would like to check it out, there is a website address, which is www.koziol.de. And I think that's because it's German.
Deutschland, Finland, or that sort of thing. We like the French.
Do you?
How much is it, Lynn?
Oh, how much is it? It's £6.99, which I think is fairly good, actually. Now,
I was saying, we French, we love the Germans.
You do love the Germans.
But that's only in government circles. Us peasants, we hate the Germans.
We'll move on.
Okay.
Delphine or Henri, who's going first?
Well, I think, knowing what... I've got an idea that Delphine will be doing. I think maybe she should do it first, because what I am going to suggest will be very useful for what she is suggesting.
Before you do go on, can you hear the rain? Just listen for a second. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Oh, it is how you say in English.
April showers?
No, I don't know.
Raining.
Oh. Delphine, what's on your Christmas wish list?
Well, I would like a book. It is a book written by Val Sampson.
Yes.
And published by Quadrille, very French sounding.
Yes.
And it costs $14.99.
Oh, my God.
And the title of the book is The Real Sex Kittens End Book.
Now, I can see that you have a page mark with a tissue.
Yes, it is clean.
It is unused.
Yes, unused.
And what does it say on that page, just to give us a little taste of what's in that book?
It says...
Partly. Partly. Not parsley. Partly. Clothed body.
A partly clothed body.
Is...
is much more alluring than I can.
Completely.
Completely naked one. Even if the only items you are wearing are a necklace and earrings.
Which of course sounds right up your street, doesn't it?
And the earrings.
Oh, Lynn, you are naughty getting me to read such a thing.
For heaven's sake. And Henri, what have you got in there?
It's just as well I have this. This you get from www. Pinky. P. I. N. Q. Y. .co.uk.
Oh, Pinky.
Okay. Is there a
Pinky.
Reason for you picking this particular object?
Yes, we see this thing, it looks like a grenade.
A hand grenade?
Yes, but the Pinky, right, is a professional fire extinguisher. It is small enough to be handy, powerful enough to put out a sudden fat fire that Delphine does, or Lilechka plays with a swift burst of fire first aid.
It would have come in very handy a few weeks ago.
That is why I thought it.
Are you getting an horrible flashback?
Okay, Delphine. That is why I think of it. You see, a fire extinguisher. She burnt her hands. Boom, boom, boom. But it is sounds quite amusing with the pink hair, and it looks like a hand grenade.
And how much does it cost?
Oh, the cost. Oh. Naturally, I choose the most expensive one of all. $29.99.
I feel a little jazz coming on.
She might have left you, darling, in the dark, nursing a she might have taken you, dear, for a ride, left you crying by the roadside. She might have left you, darling, a little worn, a little hungry for something more. She might have taken all you had inside, took all your money, took all your pride. But there is one thing she couldn't take, that smile of yours. It's the first thing I saw when I walked in the door. She might have left you, darling, a little warm, for something more. She might have left you, darling, but you can be sure I'll help you get over her.
Frog in my throat there. Robin Stein, Get Over. We love that lady. She is so jazzy and we love a bit of jazz. I think she sings like that because she's from Florida and she's used to lots of nice weather when there's not hurricanes about. And that's not a joke because I'm told, I've never been to Florida, but I'm told by many people it's quite a nice place when the weather is decent and the sun is shining. Major,
You've got
a bit of a sherbet dab in your mouth.
Oh, I have a bit of fisherman's friend.
Be careful. Be careful with the fisherman's friend and be careful. Don't bite it at this premium moment because, you know, that's when the sherbet just kind of cascades into your mouth.
Oozes.
It takes your breath away, which is what just happened to me. Yeah. So have you got a Christmas list?
Well, Lynn, I have.
Oh.
I would like a wonderful leather and sheepskin flying jacket.
Oh, I know the ones that they wore in World War II.
Oh, marvellous. Mm. Cost £275.
Oh.
Quite expensive.
Yes.
But can be found at jeffreydavis.com. What?
Oh, what?
Yes. Just think of all the hours of fun you'll have up your bird.
Up in your bird, you mean?
Up in your bird. Can't even read. Must be get his spectacles fixed.
And if I can't afford that, there wasn't anything else that kind of...
What?
There wasn't anything else, was there? Nothing a bit more reasonably priced.
Oh, my dear, I only go for expensive.
But that's not true. I saw you holding something just a moment ago that looked like it might be a bit cheaper. It was a compass. Wasn't it a compass?
I don't know where it's gone, my
dear.
Oh,
well, never mind. It was £1.50.
Oh.
And I thought it was a very nice choice of yours because I was peeping earlier on.
Oh, what?
£1.50.
Oh.
It's imported, but it comes from a company that we'll put on the website, our website, which is lynnparsons.net, in case you're interested. And I thought £1.50 for a purple or red one was pretty good.
Marvellous.
The only thing is, it does say on it, no good for rock climbing. So if you were thinking of doing a bit of that, I shall send you off to do some panto now.
Okay.
I'll speak to you soon.
Toodle pip.
Yeah, I think that you'll need an umbrella.
Oh, no.
Gosh. It really is wet, and I think I'm going to have to wrap myself up and... Actually, I might stay down the chalet at the bottom of the garden tonight. Probably a bit cosier. There's a phone call just coming in. Who is that?
Hello, my darling little Lenny. How are you?
Oh, it's Naughty Gnome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I know you're doing a little bit of Christmas wish list, so I thought I'd just quickly hop in and tell you what I'd like for Christmas. A whole year subscription to Variety magazine, so I know all the ins and outs when I get to Hollywood.
Well, I thank you for that. Naughty Gnome, speak to you next week.
Take care, my little darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and up your bum, Naughty Gnome. lynnparsons.net is the website address. If you'd like to email us for whatever reason, it's lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. Now, some of the music played on the show is from the Podsafe Music Network. You can check it out, particularly for that Robin Stein track, actually. It's music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. Maybe go over to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Did I say that? Shame on me. And if you didn't, shh. Keep it to yourself.
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.